A more streamlined government or a power grab? Governor Ron DeSantis wants to change state law so that the heads of two top state agencies report exclusively to him, not to him and the three elected cabinet members. The two officials are the executive director of the Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the secretary of the Department of Environmental Protection. DEP manages Florida's drinking water, groundwater, rivers, lakes, and beaches, and Highway Safety oversees driver licensing, vehicle registrations, and the Florida Highway Patrol. Under current law, the governor appoints both agency heads, but the cabinet must concur. A sponsor of the bill to change the law is Republican Senator Aaron Bean of Fernandina Beach.
They go, look, there's some departments in state government that don't have the accountability of just one direct line where they're responsible to. They have multiple, and it's creating problems. Creating problems on the cabinet. Can we fix it? Well, the DNA of a legislator, we fix problems, and this is one that we want to look at and one that we want to address.
But Nikki Fried, the only Democrat on the cabinet, calls the idea, quote, a shameless power grab that puts unfettered control in the hands of one individual instead of in the full cabinet independently elected by Floridians. Florida's cabinet is comprised of the Attorney General, Chief Financial Officer, and Agriculture Commissioner, and the power-sharing arrangement with the governor is unique among the 50 states. Fried said Bean's bill would strip away checks and balances and would result in less accountability for all Floridians.
And a man that has four direct line, four bosses on the cabinet could be lost and late because they have no idea, you know, what direction to go in. This is going to bring clarity if we can make these direct lines. I know people will say it's a power grab. It truly is trying to create efficiency in state government.
DeSantis is seeking to consolidate his power in the second year of his term at a time when his popularity with Floridians is very high, according to recent polls. For that reason, Bean said, the new line of authority would be very popular with Republican senators. The state faces many major challenges, from blue-green algae to Everglades restoration to sea level rise. Bean said giving the governor total authority over DEP should not be a concern because the legislature also keeps a close watch on the agency. DeSantis has been in office for more than a year, and he has not suggested a permanent director at Highway Safety. Terry Rhodes continues in the job, as she did under former Governor Rick Scott, but she has not been reappointed by the new administration. More than two decades ago, voters shrank the cabinet from 6 to 3 members. If the governor wins and gets total control over the highway safety and environmental posts, it will strengthen his political hand and be seen as a further weakening of the cabinet's power. I'm Steve Bosquet.